Pulse 2 Matchday Live.
Yeah, we are reflecting on City's exit from the Chequer Trade Trophy. A 1-0 defeat at home to Oldham Athletic. That goal early on, 3 minutes, the difference between the two sides. I'm joined by the City assistant, Kenny Black. Kenny, ultimately, a little bit disappointing to go out. Probably deserved to take it to penalties. We certainly deserved a goal, didn't we, I think?
Well, we certainly did a little bit better in the second half. The first half, for some reason, was very, very flat from our point of view. As you say, lost that early goal after 3 minutes, and that kind of knocked the stuffing out of us a little bit. And we found it difficult to get a foothold into the game. And credit to Oldham, I thought they played some really, really good stuff in that first half, and we found it difficult to get on the ball even. But second half, as I say, a bit of an improvement. Odd flashes from Jordan Gibson late on, and it looked as if we were maybe going to try and nick an equaliser, but unfortunately we move out of the competition.
They put out a strong side as well, didn't they? So we're probably aware of that they were a more experienced side.
Yeah, we had a similar situation with the last of the group games against Rotherham. Rotherham put a stronger squad than we have, and it's a learning curve for the younger lads that come in and play, because they're up against, you know, tried and trusted professionals who week in, week out do their job in League One. So the experience that they'll gain is invaluable. We say that to them, they're not going to get as much time on the ball as they might do in an under-23 game. You know, so again, we move forward. We got through an FA Cup on Saturday, but unfortunately tonight we move out of the Chequer Trade.
It's been a useful competition, hasn't it? You know, the fact Tyrell Robinson wasn't involved at all tonight. I know there's been a bit of illness. I'm not sure if he was affected by that, but he's the one who's shown up. We've seen Jordan Gibson come and show up in these games as well, and one or two others, and it's kept plenty fit, the likes of Adam Thompson.
Yes, it's been a useful exercise for us this tournament. You know, more desperate to blood, as you say, the illness and injury that we do have at the club just now restricted our younger ones for tonight. Certainly, you can just look at our benches are full of first team guys who are week in, week out playing for us, you know. Mm-hmm. So, we're a little bit hampered by selection. But as you say, we move on now and we look forward to Rochdale and league duty on Saturday.
It kind of shows the squad needs a little bit more strengthening in certain areas. You know, up front, for example, we don't have that sort of focal point, do we, which was the case tonight?
Well, we don't have a focal point, as in like a Charlie Wyke, a target man, and then we tried to play the two smaller ones like Shea McCartan and Jordan Gibson up there, but we couldn't really get the ball to them, you know, and I think it's difficult. We certainly didn't have we'll talk about the foothold in the game that Oldham had. Definitely on a difficult pitch as well, they handled the ball a lot better than we did in the first half, and I thought we were guilty of a lot of loose passes and giving away possession needlessly.
And as far as the bench is concerned, were you expecting to have to name those players? You know, you've got to certainly say, right, Romain Vansler, the captain, you're going to be on the bench. Yeah. Is it a situation?
No. I think we're selection that we've had in this tournament in previous occasions would tell you that we wouldn't have had a bench as strong as that. Mm. But we had to fill it some way. It just shows you the players that we do have missing tonight.
A couple of illness in. Dom Pollin's been a bit off colour as well. What's the situation?
Well,
elsewhere?
Dom would have started tonight, but he was ill and missed training yesterday. But he phoned in this morning and said he was feeling a bit better. So we just thought it was too much of a gamble starting him. So we felt that we could give Alex Gilliard 45 minutes and then take him. That was always the plan. And then we put Dom on. But I think he was still feeling the effects of his illness, and it was difficult difficult for him to get to the pace of the game also.
No problem with Jake Reeves, because they live together, so have you separated the pair?
Yes, exactly, separated at birth. Yeah, definitely.
few plus points. Of course, it's game time, isn't it, for Lucas Raider, who's now on the bench for City, and a couple caught the eye. Jacob Hansen did well again for the Bantam. You know, like single players out, but this is what these games are for.
Well, that's right. It gives you, in a first-team environment, it gives you a chance to have a look at Lucas and it gives you a chance to have a look at Jacob, and Jacob's very, very willing. He's still got a lot to learn, but these nights like this doesn't do him any harm.
And as far as Saturday is concerned, preparations ongoing, because it's a big game, isn't it, after the cup distractions?
Yeah, that's right. When the FA Cup was a distraction, and we were all sitting around the television last night with the draw got made, and then it was a damp squib, shall we say. But that's not taking anything away. We've still got a lot of work to do, whether it be Yeovil or Port Vale, and it's very
both
much a tournament.
Both winnable games,
yeah,
aren't they?
Both winnable games, but games that we really need to take care of, the tie, whoever it may be, We'll still have to perform at our best to make sure that we progress.
And no concerns ahead of Saturday? We always like to check because people are listening at home hoping.
No,
we've got
I wouldn't have thought so. I thought, you know, Tim Dieng's coming along nicely with his injury. I think Saturday would come too early for him anyway. But certainly the ones Jake Reeves came off on Saturday were a little groin injury. But I think we'll look after him this week and I don't anticipate any problems for Saturday.
OK, well, thanks for joining us. Not to be, we're not in that next round, Kenny.
No, not to worry.
So Stuart can take over the decision-making in the dugout.
Definitely.
But you've done a great job.
Yeah,
well done, Kenny Black.
Cheers and thanks very much.
There you go. Kenny Black joining us on Pulse 2 Matchday Live.
Pulse 2 Matchday Live with Uriah Woodhead.
Built on firm foundations and delivering great results every time. Visit our bathroom and kitchen showroom off Canal Road.